Our guest, Dr. Peter Beter.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Yes, I've got a question for the doctor. If it's true that the Rockefellers, many of them have been killed and so forth, and that Kissinger is dead, and these people are so efficient as to supply an identical person to Kissinger to fool the public, then why is it they haven't silenced the doctor? I mean, he's out exposing something that's obviously got to be a tremendous plan, and he's out talking about it, and there doesn't seem to be anything being done about it by these people.
Yeah, why are you still alive, sir, if you're right?
Well, I have answered that question in my last audio letter, number 44. But to repeat it, I've always placed myself in the hands of our Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that what I'm doing is the work of our Lord. Number two, 5 years ago, the Rockefeller family, all 84 members of them at that time, voted not to do anything to me, and that is thanks to the cousins, the fourth generation Rockefellers. They met back in 1974 in their big estate up there in Westchester County, and voted on what to do with Dr. Beter. And the fourth generation, more or less, I believe, saved my life. As far as the public people are concerned here in Washington, they feel that I'm a non-entity, that I do not really exist. They have the giant mass media to create doubt as to what I am saying. So therefore, I am no threat to them at the present time. But should I get to be one, I will surely be killed.
Okay. 68 Ring Radio. No, they've got to turn the radio down. Turn your radio down because you'll come on live, not with a delay. 68 Ring Radio. Go ahead.
Good morning. I have a question for Dr. Beter regarding the Kissinger situation.
Yes, sir.
Is he an employee of the federal government in any way?
He meaning Kissinger, or he meaning our guest?
Kissinger.
The real Henry Kissinger is dead. His body and that of his five bodyguards are at the bottom of the North Atlantic Ocean, along with Nancy Kissinger. What you are seeing today, and you probably will be seeing in the future, or rather hearing, that will be a double for Henry Kissinger. Henry Kissinger, they cannot allow him to die because he's a part of this dictatorship. He was killed not by the Russians, by another intelligence organization as they flew out of London. That was all in my tape number 43.
Let me repeat again, by the way, Doctor, for the benefit of listeners who are not familiar with you and had not heard you in the past on Ring Radio or other talk shows around the country. Every month you prepare an audio letter, a taped cassette message to your subscribers, 45 minutes to an hour long. And Dr. Beter has asked me to say anyone who wants some information about him or information about his program can write directly to him in Washington. The address is 1629 K as in Knight Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20006. Dr. Beter, in your tapes, and I've heard several of them, read your book and other materials, you credit intelligence sources, not only in this country but around the world, with giving you information because they're frustrated. Their superiors don't listen or don't act. They don't know what else to do, so they give you information that most people, I'm not privy to. But a question a few people might wonder about, why don't these intelligence sources give such information to people with a wider following, if you'll forgive me for saying it that way, like Paul Harvey or Ronald Reagan or Walter Cronkite or Mike Wallace? Why do they give it to you?
Well, because I'm not a part of the establishment. The people that you mentioned are a part of the establishment. And if they mention anything that I have been mentioning, they would be shut up. In other words, they would not be on the mass national media. And that is why I am not on the national media. And I have to go by way of the underground, so to speak, and that is by my audio tapes. By these one-hour tape cassettes, which there are now quite a number of people in various parts of the world who are now listening to these tapes.
Well, if that's all true, sir, then why did the Washington Post just Sunday devote a page and a half in their magazine to you?
That is a mystery to me. This is the first time any major newspaper like the Washington Post has devoted any time to me. Maybe it's because, and I'm only speculating here, I can't say for sure, maybe because it's the fact that the four Rockefeller brothers are now dead.
Okay, sir, I'm sorry, we have to run. It's been a fascinating hour. We'll have you back on in June, and I'll be back tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock. Join us. Thank you.